You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The wonderful, legendary Jeff Mills. Kia ora, Jeff. How are you?
I'm fine. Hello.
It's absolutely so exciting to speak with you. We're very lucky that you're going to be bringing a very special show to Auckland City as part of the Auckland Arts Festival. Tomorrow comes The Harvest. People will know you, I think, from many different musical worlds. Obviously, Detroit techno would be a very different space if it wasn't for you. People might know your radio show as The Wizard, or they might know you from Axis Records or Underground Resistance. But we've got this very special project coming to Auckland. Can you tell us a wee bit, Jeff, about what Tomorrow Comes The Harvest is actually going to be like as an experience?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, it's completely improvisational performance, meaning that we have no pre-planned repertoire or anything that we've rehearsed or you know, we just show up and we begin to just play what we feel and structure it as we are kind of gelling together to reach a certain point. And we do this very intimate thing right in front of an audience. And so so it's very different from anything that I've ever brought to Australia or to New Zealand. It's pure feeling and we play our instruments and play, you know, the equipment that we have in the most emotional way.
That is such an exciting premise to see something basically just be sort of created in front of your eyes with, you know, whatever magic's in the room on the night. You've got Jean Fidari and Prabhu Edward playing with you as well. What's the relationship between the three of you? How far back do you go as performers and collaborators?
Actually quite a way back. I mean, with the tabla master, you know, Prabhu Edward, he and I first met when I was working on a classical project called Lost in Space about 6 or 7 years ago. I was commissioned to create a classical piece for the orchestra of Toulouse in the south of France. And I presented them this idea about a classical and electronic music performance where the concept is that we get lost in space, and when we're in outer space, we run into all these different type of strange occurrences, and so they agreed for me to create and perform this, and at some point I thought that it would be nice to have a narrator to kind of speak to the audience in a very unique way to let them know. You know, what's going to happen or what just happened. And so I thought a tabla player would be excellent for that because, you know, I mean, you know, it's just percussion, but it's more than that. And so, so I searched to find the best tabla player in France, or in Europe at that time. And that led me to Prabhu. And I asked him and we performed that. It was an incredible performance with, Jean Fidari. I met him through the late Tony Allen. He played with Tony for many, many years, toured with him, made many, many albums and things like that with him. And when I started playing with Tony, I came up with the suggestion that we needed to have a third person because it was a lot of percussion. Tony was playing drums, and I was playing drum machine and other things. And I thought it would be nice to have a keyboard player. So Tony suggested Jean Fidari. So we started playing with him and we toured together for almost 3 years before Tony's death. And then when the idea to put the project back together again, he was the person that I thought understood it the most, more than anybody else. So I invited him and he's been with it from the very beginning, and we still do a lot of shows together.
What a special, I guess, friendships that really hold this project together then. And from these very, sort of deeply felt and thought out previous histories, you've got this improvisational project. What goes into creating Tomorrow Comes the Harvest? Because obviously you step in with the intention of creating something in that space, but you must have ideas in your head or perhaps like a concept that you're sitting under. Do you have conversations before you get onto the stage about perhaps where it might go? Or what is that process like?
I have ideas that I keep to myself. That is really the formula. I don't really tell this to the other musicians and things. I mean, I need to find musicians that are really virtual. So I mean, they're really masters of their instrument. In other words, musicians that can just, you know, with no pre-thoughts, just play it for as long as possible with no pre-plan, you know? And I found that musicians that can do that are generally great conversationists. In other words, when you speak to them, they can just talk about any subject at any time, you know, about anything, you know, they also listen and are wonderful to be around. And so, that's part of the process that it takes me to find them and then to invite them. And then when we take the stage together, what we're doing is really the extension of what we were just talking about just before we took the stage, really. I mean, like in the dressing room area, we're talking about all types of stuff, you know, and this comes from Tony, Allen. Actually, we for every performance, we just updated each other as to what was going on. We talked about politics. We talked about science fiction, everything. And then when we took the stage and we got behind our instruments, we were just elaborating on what we were just talking about. And so that's kind of important. That's very important. And of course, if no one knows where we're going, it's really important that each musician has the knowledge and the respect to watch and listen to one another, so that you know, and patience, so that you know when to play, when to be quiet, when to, you know, bring the volume down, when to make the way for other musicians, when to take the lead, when to, you know, and so you have to work with musicians that really have a very sensitive response to people around them and listening and following and things like that. So it's not every musician that possesses these skills. And it takes a lot of research to find musicians. But I enjoy it, and you know, this is a project for the long term.
I'm so excited that we get to see it. It feels very, very special. For anyone who's just tuned in, we're talking to Jeff Mills about Tomorrow Comes the Harvest, which is happening as part of the Auckland Arts Festival Te Ahure Toi o Tamaki, which is all going on from the 7th to the 24th of March. But specifically, this performance will be at the Auckland Town Hall on Wednesday, the 13th of March. Jeff, really looking forward to it. Before we let you go, I just wanted to know the name. The name is really amazing for this. Tomorrow Comes the Harvest, without, I guess, revealing too much about what that sort of magic that goes into this is for you. Where did that name come from?
The phrase was coined from a story written by Octavia Butler, American science fiction writer, and she wrote, and it refers to the idea that the things that we do today can have great results, and the consequences can be really fruitful if we're conscious about what we're doing today. And so the idea that we're actually not planning anything and playing in front of an audience, we're hoping that people can see the process, to see us work things out, see us come together, see us create something right in front of them, and then take this theory and then use it. If you're a musician, consider trying to approach music in this way. If you are maybe, in any other profession, if you're a chef or, you know, I mean, just this idea of using the moment, time and, you know, to be spontaneous, to be real, and don't worry about making mistakes react and be proactive is what we are really trying to preach.
Fantastic. So. Oh, Jeff, it's been such a pleasure to speak with you. We can't wait to see you in Tamaki Makaurau, 13th of March at the Auckland Town Hall. Tomorrow comes the harvest. It's been a real pleasure. Have a fantastic rest of your day.
Thanks. Same to you. Thank you very much.
This is Jeff Mills, techno pioneer, avant-garde wizard, literal legend. Like, you know, a word we throw around a lot, but absolutely merits that terminology. Jeff Mills is coming to Auckland. It was such a pleasure to speak with him just now. Late night in Paris for him, so very grateful that he stayed up to chat with us. Tomorrow comes The Harvest, incredible, totally improvised performance with Jean Fidari and Prabhu Edward. You can buy tickets from aaf.co.nz. It's part of the Auckland Art Festival. It is happening at the Great Hall at the Auckland Town Hall on the 13th of March, and that is not one to miss. Tickets are also only $60, I think, is the lowest price, and that is a bargain for a show like that. So make sure you buy one before they all disappear.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.